Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Well, it's a raw, rainy day. They're even talking about snow. But it's Thursday, which means a little weekend sunshine will soon follow. It also means it's time to round up our top weekend arts picks. And here to help is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at digboston.com. Hi there, Hillary.
How you doing?
So, Hillary, with Halloween on our minds, what's your first pick for the weekend?
My first pick is a part of the 11th annual horror movie marathon taking place at the Coolidge Corner Theater on Saturday. And it's Dario Argento's Suspiria. This is actually, Argento made his start working with Sergio Leone, who is the king of the spaghetti western. Mm-hmm. And he started to move in the direction of some thrillers, some really spooky mysteries, and some flat out horror films. And Suspiria is definitely one of those. I do believe we have a clip of it. And it's about, you know, it features a little bit of the black magic and kind of crazy witchy shenanigans that go on in the movie.
All right, let's listen.
Roses are red, violets are blue. The end of you
sounds spooky, like spooky stuff. Yeah. Hillary, tell us more about the filmmaker Dario Argento.
There's actually a documentary about him called An Eye for Horror, and he said he was very influenced by literature, and we actually have a clip of him speaking through a translator here.
I lived in my own fantasy world, created from books and filled with strange adventures. And I would read all the time, but they weren't children's books. I read Shakespeare. I read 1001 Nights. After this, I read the stories of Edgar Allan Poe, which were my first formative introduction to the world of the occult.
So that's Dario Argento speaking through an interpreter. He's the director of the film Suspiria, which is at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline this Saturday night. And Hillary, your next pick sounds a little like this. So what are we listening to?
Oh, we're listening to one of my favorite bands. This is Dawes, and this is their track Time Spent in Los Angeles from the new album Nothing Is Wrong. And they're performing this Friday night with Blitz and Trapper and the Bell Brigade at Royale in Boston.
At Royale in Boston. So tell us about Dawes. Who are these guys?
Oh, they're so good. They bring a little classic rock flavor to indie rock these days. And they're from California, from like the, you get a little bit of that Laurel Canyon sound from mm-hmm. them, which I think is great because they're my age. They're 25 and 26, and they sound a lot wiser than New Year's. So
they sound great. Let's listen to a little.
Kind of sad, this. You got that tragic set of charms that only comes from time spent in Los Angeles. Makes me want to wrap you in my arms.
Yeah, a little Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young influence, maybe. And Hillary, I understand they're offering a free digital download of their music?
Yeah, they are, actually. Along with Blitz and Trapper, they're letting folks grab a split six-song EP off their website, and you can find that at DawesTheBand.com.
Great. So again, that's Dawes and Blitzen Trapper at Royale in Boston this Friday night. Well, Hillary, since we're talking about live music, here's my pick.
When everything is closing in, try to see the news. Yes, I'm taking that step. I'm gonna jump in the blue.
So this is the hugely talented Italian blues, soul, rock performer who goes by the name Zucchero. His name is actually Adelmo Fornaciari, but he goes by the name Zucchero, which means sugar. He's an Italian superstar who sold something like 40 million records, and he's collaborated with people like Eric Clapton, with Bono, Brian Wilson, and B.B. King. He'll be performing at the Berklee Performance Center on Saturday night. This guy has a terrific voice, lots of energy. He sings in Italian and English. Here he is performing his song, A Wonderful World, with Eric Clapton.
And someday you'll have to take a jump in the blue. Oh. Ending by the pressure.
So that's Zucchero at the Berklee Performance Center on Saturday night, October 29th. I'm a big fan of this guy. And I wish I could go, but I can't.
Oh, why not?
It's just the way it is.
That's unfortunate. There's a lot of Italian love in our picks this week, yeah?
Yeah, it's true. So, Hillary, we have time for one more pick from you. What do you have for us?
Okay, so I have The Divine Sister at the Speakeasy Stage Company, which is playing now through November 19th. And, yeah, Charles Bush ruminates on nuns and feminism and Hollywood's fascination with them in his latest play. And, yeah, that went up at the Speakeasy actually last week. But Varla Jean Merman, a.k.a. Jeffrey Roberson, the drag cabaret queen, is starring in it as Mother Superior. And he's the drag axe of all drag acts. This guy is, you know, an icon and a legend in his own right.
Yeah, so he's sort of a drag cabaret queen starring as Mother Superior, right?
He is indeed, yep.
Well, we have a clip from the Speakeasy production. In this scene, Varla Jean Merman as Mother Superior consoles a young boy, played by Ellen Colton, about how to handle some feelings he has for another male student.
Sometimes it's best not to say anything.
You mean I keep a secret? But that's like lying. And I thought lying was a sin.
Oh, it's just that some personal feelings are better kept to oneself.
You might try placing them in a beautiful imaginary box. A jewelry box.
How about a cigar box?
I'd rather be a jewelry.
So, Hillary, I understand that the Tony Award-nominated playwright Charles Bosch also used to play the title role himself.
Yep, he did, but I definitely think that Jeffrey Roberson is going to give him a run for his money. So,
great.
Should be a great time.
Well, it sounds like fun. That's The Divine Sister at Speakeasy Stage Company in Boston. Performances run through November 19th. Hillary Hughes, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Hillary Hughes is music and arts editor at digboston.com. More information on all of the weekend picks at our website, radioboston.org.